Now, there's a transition taking place on President Obama's national security team. This is the last week for General Jim Jones as the president's national security advisor. Stepping into that post is the man who has been General Jones's deputy for the last couple of years, Tom Donilon. NPR's Ari Shapiro has this profile.
Although Tom Donilon has spent 30 years as a key political player behind the scenes, he has never been one for the spotlight. In all those decades, Donilon has been on NPR only once, when Linda Wertheimer described him this way in 1992.
In two previous presidential campaigns, Tom Donilon has been a delegate hunter, rounding up delegates for President Jimmy Carter in 1980 and Vice President Walter Mondale in 1984.
In that interview, Donilon revealed how deeply immersed he was in the intricacies of how to win a Democratic presidential primary.
If a delegate is interested in talking to your candidate, you set up the conversation. You establish a relationship with your delegates. They become part of your team.
Are we talking birthday cards?
Whatever it takes, you're talking. I think, as I said, delegates is the name of the game. It would be nice to know their birthday.
At that point in his career, Donilon had no experience in national security. But one year later, in 1993, he joined the State Department in the Clinton administration.
His service as chief of staff to the Secretary of State really required him to become an expert.
Former Clinton White House spokesman Mike McCurry served with Donilon at State.
He had to prove to everybody in the State Department that even though he had a political background, he was as smart as they were in policy, and he did that and frequently was the guy who knew more about the background of our policy in the room than anybody who was, you know, a career Foreign Service expert.
Donilon left government midway through the 90s to work for a private law firm, and in 1999 he changed jobs again. For 6 years, at the height of the housing boom, Donilon worked for the housing giant Fannie Mae. He was their chief lobbyist.
Tom Donilon was a very important executive and part of the inner circle at Fannie Mae.
This is Stephen Blumenthal, who was deputy director and later acting director of the federal office that regulates Fannie Mae. Blumenthal's office published a 340-page report slamming the decisions that led to Fannie Mae's implosion. The report says while regulators wanted to require Fannie to keep more capital on hand, Donilon's team successfully pushed Congress to block those requirements.
But of course, when the economic crisis hit, the companies had to be put into conservatorship because the losses were such that it wiped out their capital.
Blumenthal doesn't blame Donilon for Fannie Mae's collapse. He blames the CEO at the time, Franklin Raines. But Blumenthal believes Donilon is not totally innocent either.
He certainly has responsibility in that he was an enabler. He carried out the instructions of Mr. Raines. He carried out the strategic decisions of Mr. Raines. And those are the decisions that killed the company. So, of course, in carrying them out at that level of being an executive, you're not just a soldier under orders. You're part of the decision-making team, and he certainly would have some responsibility.
That may be one reason President Obama never nominated Donilon to a job that requires Senate confirmation. It would have been a political firestorm. Instead, after advising the Obama campaign on foreign affairs, Donilon became the president's deputy national security advisor. According to the Bob Woodward book Obama's Wars, Donilon pushed for smaller troop increases for Afghanistan and a more tightly focused mission there. The back and forth with the Pentagon was apparently contentious, with Donilon the bad cop. That did not endear him to the Secretary of Defense. The book quotes Defense Secretary Robert Gates as saying that a promotion for Donilon would be a disaster. When President Obama announced that promotion, Gates quickly backtracked.
I have and have had a very productive and very good working relationship with Tom Donilon, contrary to what you may have read. And I look forward to continue to working with him.
That new working relationship begins next week. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.